Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Spence isn't necessarily looking forward to it, but it feels kind of good to be doing Spence's challenge again.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah. Davey the Show Killer. And honestly, we have not heard Davey's voice hardly at all in the last week.
True.
Because when we end up doing a show on the road, Lasso takes over the controls.
Yes.
Here. And then Davey is scrambling, doing the job of both of them behind the scenes.
Yep.
So we just don't get to hear from Davey hardly at
That's
all.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's comforting.
Yeah.
To know you're right there on my left.
Exactly.
Like usual. Who's on the phone, please, sir?
This morning we have Brandon Oviedo from Paradise.
All right, Brandon, 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
We on Cooter today.
No, we're not going to Cooter today.
Yeah, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
No way, man. $2,100, almost $2,200 on the line, dude. Can't be Cootering.
It can't be.
No, no, Cooter don't win. All right, time will start when I read the first question. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What musical group is in internet hot water for making a tasteless joke while in China to an Asian reporter about not wanting to take their dog there?
Say Fifth Harmony?
Who said, I feel like I know everybody, but I have no friends?
Oh, my God. I read this earlier this morning. Oh.
Gotta go.
Jim Bob Cooter.
There were 2 Monday Night Football games yesterday. Saints Vikings and Chargers versus who?
Oh, my gosh. Jim Bob Cooter.
What city just got the official okay to host the 2028 Summer Olympics?
The Los Angeles.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Why are you giving me the look?
Oh, nothing. That was just rough.
Yeah. Well, everybody's, you know, trying to get back into the swing a little bit. Brandon did get one. He pulled one out
at
the very end.
Good for him.
You'll need 2 to keep the money safe.
All right.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What musical group is in internet hot water for making a tasteless joke while in China to an Asian reporter about not wanting to take their dog there?
The Chainsmokers.
Who said, I feel like I know everybody, but I have no friends?
Selena Gomez.
There were 2 Monday Night Football games yesterday. Saints Vikings and Chargers who?
Broncos.
What city just got the official okay to host the 2028 Summer Olympics?
Los Angeles.
Which shoe company does Steph Curry rep?
Under Armour.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Let's see how we do. Spence needed 2 to keep the money safe. What musical group is in internet hot water for making a tasteless joke while in China to an Asian reporter about not wanting to take their dog there? Brandon said
Fifth Harmony.
Spence said
Chainsmokers.
Yeah, we just did that story about an hour ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I have it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But the more you listen, the more you know. That's what we always say. One for Spence.
We are Kasha.
And again, this is solidified Chainsmokers, God bless them, as the Nickelback of pop music. Everybody listens to their music. Everybody likes their music. Because this is how I believe it is with Nickelback. Yeah. That there's you know, because they sell a lot of records. They sell out shows and whatnot. Everybody likes to bang on Nickelback.
Yep.
Everybody likes to bang on Chainsmokers, and they're not helping themselves. Who said, I feel like I know everybody, but I have no friends? Brandon said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Selena Gomez.
Jim Bob Cooter has friends. Selena Gomez probably has friends too, but she doesn't think she does.
On the
Centennial Toyota text line, Jim Bob Cooter was mentioned on the HBO series Ballers last week.
Of course he was.
That's funny.
Duh. There were two Monday Night Football games yesterday. Saints, Vikings, Chargers, who? Brandon said.
After a long pause, Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Three for Spence. What city just got the official okay to host the 2028 Summer Olympics? Brandon said.
Los Angeles.
Spence said.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was Los Angeles. Give Brandon one.
Good job,
booyah,
Brandon.
Booyah, booyah,
yeah.
Booyah.
But give Spence four. And which shoe company does Steph Curry rep? Brandon said.
Ran out of time.
And Spence.
Under Armour.
Under Armour.
Yeah.
You didn't think he got that one, but he did. And it's one,
booyah,
two, three,
booyah,
four, booyah, and five.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Sadly for you, Brandon.
So you get nothing. You lose.
Lose.
Good day, sir.
Brandon, imagine I'm in your face right now, and then Chet hits the fill button. Chet hits the fill button.
I'm going to hit the what button?
The fill button.
Oh, yeah!
You have been dismissed.
Hey, it was good. I tried my best.
Yeah, you did.
I work at St. Rose Hospital, so I'm at work all the time.
We can't say anything. We can't say a thing. Thank you for everything you do.
I try.
Thank you, brother. Have a great day.
You guys too.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll
Brandon.
Yeah, by the way, the Steph Curry thing. I don't know if you'd heard Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant had said nobody wears Under Armours. The kids wear Nikes. Everybody plays in Nike. Nobody wears Under Armours. Well, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry play on the same team.
Yeah.
And then Steph Curry responded and he goes, it's not a big deal. Kevin's entitled to his opinion. Plenty of kids are wearing Under Armours and hopefully there'll be more as it goes
on. Right, right, right.
It's basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
So what do? We're going to throw another $25. I was like, oh my God, what do we do now? We throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The head of mathematics and finance for Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo is the double math major. From Florida State University, one Kayla Jo Walker. The new total is?
$1,223. You get that if you can tie him. $1,000 bonus on top of it if you can beat him.
Because a win for Spence is a win for America.
God bless America.
A win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere.
Like the residents of Rain Tree West at Flamingo and Buffalo. Salute.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.